Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. A couple of wildlife stories out of Banff here. I got that cougar closure on a bike trail between the water tower and Tunnel Mountain Village 1. Obviously, don't go in there. He's feeding on a carcass. You don't want to run into a cougar. You don't want to get a big fat fine from Parks Canada either. So there's lots of other trails to take advantage of.
Turn around, walk 3 minutes in the other direction. I'm sure you'll find somewhere to go.
Exactly. The other story is a bit more concerning, I think. This is about wolves who were apparently feeding on food waste in the Johnston Canyon parking lot last week. There were three wolves from the Bow Valley Pack that were reportedly spotted feeding in that area. Parks Canada officials found evidence of this. They're continuing to monitor them. So far, they haven't seen any other concerning like food condition kind of behavior out of this pack, which is a really good thing. But it seems that this food was gathered out of construction waste bins. They're doing a lot of work in the Johnston Canyon area. For whatever reason, people, instead of using the bear-proof bins, which are plentiful in that parking lot, were using these trade bins that aren't secure to put their garbage in. Somehow that garbage ended up on the ground. And that's just the kind of scenario that we used to see like 30 years ago in the Bow Valley, which we don't see too much anymore. And I think we should be concerned about.
There are really good reasons why we are really uptight about our garbage here. And there are lessons that we've learned. Once a wolf or a wild animal like a wolf gets the human food reward, they are started on that path of habituation. And that presents a danger for them and for people.
My initial reaction when I heard about the story and read the story was, lazy humans, there's bear-proof bins there. Why did they have to go there? But Kim Titchener, former Bow Valley Wild Smart, runs her own private wildlife consulting business now. She had a good point on her Facebook page. Essentially, her argument is that the construction and commercial bins are not bear-proof, and the onus is on somebody to either have those bins secured so human waste can't go in them, or place them in a place that's not accessible to the public, or even just have them labeled in a way that visitors know not to use them for your own garbage. It's the case of really poor planning.
I'm picturing in my imagination some visitors who have two options, a bin with a lid you have to open and a bin where you can just throw your stuff in.
Right.
It's all about convenience. But where was the education? Like, how do we let everyone who comes into this national park know that their waste makes an impact and how they dispose of it?
I figured that people would assume that sort of thing by now. Use the bear-proof bins. I mean, this is 2016. How many years have these bins been in the national park? Is this your first visit to a national park?
Maybe everyone who goes through the park gates needs a garbage refresher.
Just another pamphlet. They should start handing out binders at the park gates.